Hello, Rob. You're all set?
Yep, all set.
What do you think of Trump's amazing pivoting, bringing in Schumer from the minority of the Senate and Nancy Pelosi to work out a deal to permanently get rid of the debt ceiling and temporarily get rid of it till the end of the year so the credit stabilizes? The Office of Budget and Management actually were about to hit their ceiling on Tuesday just with the Hurricane Harvey requirements by FEMA. I mean, it's Trump is an amazing guy. I mean, he does things that nobody could have predicted, can he, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I'm at a loss. I don't know.
I'm not at a loss at all. I think, first off, here's the principle in business. If your business is growing fast enough, you're not worried about what your debt is, as long as it's a smaller and smaller fraction of your total cash outflow and inflow. It's a matter, if your business is contracting, you better watch out about your debt, because your debt's going to kill you. So you got to go and, you know, it's like a leak in a boat. You got to stop the leak or you're going to die. But if you can expand the economy greater than you can expand the debt, then who worries about what the debt ceiling is? To revote the debt ceiling in all time, or to try to think that we're going to do austerity fascism and it's going to be good for the economy. It's a good example of what's happened in Greece. They can't sell their excess feta cheese and olive oil. As a result, they never can get themselves out of debt. And the Chinese decide, hey, we'll come in and we'll fix up your ports and your tourist destinations, because there's thousands of islands in Greece, the Greek islands. And the Chinese say, and they say to the Greeks, and they say, look, we're going to give you 25-year, no payments necessary in 50 years. The property's yours. The Greeks say, are you kidding? And, of course, they want to co-share on the profits that they get by advancing this in Greece. They also want to build this Belt and Road train system all the way across from China, right through Asia, all the way to Europe. Of course, the Chinese will benefit, but also they're not going to be the main, only contributor to the cost of it. So it's like any business, and I know this having been in business for a number of years, your debt only becomes a concern when your business is contracting. As long as it's a smaller and smaller percentage of your total outlay, who cares? You know, you got to take care of business. Like, you got all these people, unfortunately, 85% were in places that never flooded in 500 years, so they didn't have flood insurance. So you got to take care of those Americans. You got to take care of the people in the pathway of Hurricane Irma that are going to get blasted. So Trump did the right thing, but you remember, he's not a politician. People realize he's a businessman running the government. The first businessman running America who doesn't really care, you know, I mean, he's not a career, lifelong Republican. He's a recent convert to be a Republican, but he was supported Hillary Clinton, Democrats in the past, and independents, and he'll just pivot to find a solution to a problem. And if the extreme right or left on both sides don't want to agree with him, he'll work with the middle. It doesn't matter what their party thing is. So I think Trump is actually, if anything, he's going to pull the wind out of the sails of these idiots that don't want to cooperate with him. What do you think?
Yeah, no, look, Trump, at the end of the day, he seems like he wants to do the right thing, and he is a very crafty politician, and he has something like 150 or 155 IQ, I'm not saying that's the be-all, end-all, but, you know, the point is he's a very intelligent person.
Beyond the IQ, which is measured on testing score and tests,
right.
I would say his business IQ is over 200, because he perceives problems, he pivots on them, he finds solutions. For example, when they couldn't build a rink in Central Park, and they were always way over budget, he came under budget and got it done under 6 months. Almost every project he's involved with comes under budget before time, and it's better constructed, it's not crap. So you have to understand, Trump is able to accomplish projects. And it doesn't mean just building buildings. It means building back America. And I think you're going to see what he'll do, for example, with health care. He will get a clique of now Trump-supporting people, because most of the states where he won a majority are Democratic states that are going to swing Republican. And many of the Republicans that didn't support him, he's basically campaigning against them indirectly, saying, hey, don't support this candidate like Lake in Arizona. Support the doctor that actually is fighting against him, has already got some double-digit hedge against him. So it's my guess that Trump's going to have a greater majority of people supporting him after midterm elections, and he's just going to roar ahead toward the 2020 elections. And the Democrats, who don't have a star yet, they've been trying to recruit all over the place. They've tried to recruit people like The Rock, which I think is kind of funny, you know. Actually, he would be quite a humorous Democratic candidate, wouldn't he? The way he moves his eyelids and his eyes, he would be kind of like a real joker, because in the movie Moana, which he does the voice in for, and in the movies he does, which are often, you know, super fast action films, he's a crack up. But he would be a terrible manager of the country. He's not a businessman, and he's not a guy that you want to run the largest business on earth, which is the United States.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, that, like, something like that with, you know, with The Rock or whatever. I mean, maybe he's not. I don't think he's a great actor, but I mean, that aside,
he's a funny actor. He's not a great actor. He's just entertaining. Let's put it this way.
Yeah. You know, look, he's indicative. He's indicative of the intellectual bankruptcy of the Democratic and these far left usual idiots in general, and these Ivy League, you know, supposed intellectuals. I mean, they have nothing. They have nothing to offer except image. I mean, and I think that just kind of accentuates that point. I mean, it's obvious when you look at the polling or, you know, the election results. I mean, you know, invariably, you know, the Democrats are relying on your Northeastern Ivy League useful idiots and your minorities, okay, who just vote for them because they want their welfare check. Let's just be frank about it. And I'm not saying this, and I feel bad for them because they don't know any better because they're brought up in lousy public education systems, taught to hate America, and that they're owed, you know, welfare. And they say, well, you know, the white man or the white Republicans are going to end it if you don't vote for us. So they kind of got them held down.
Yeah. Well, I got a real simple solution.
It's intellectual bankruptcy is my point.
I got a simple solution for that rather than left and right. Because what they've done is they've actually set up these social service programs as part of eugenics against blacks, Hispanics, and the lower white classes. We call white trash. So here's my solution, which is pretty radical. In fact, my ideas are more radical than the so-called communists or socialists, but they're American. Number one, with health care, the money goes with the value-added tax to the county. It doesn't go to politicians. It goes to the citizens that have a two-year term. They don't get paid. They get a stipend to go to the meetings. They don't get paid a salary. Number two, it goes to the staff, to the doctors or health professionals and the public. For what I want is I want to see a reverse tax. When you get below a certain income, you don't raise a minimum wage, which will kill small business. In fact, they did this in Washington State. I think in Seattle alone, 60 restaurants closed just as soon as they raised the minimum wage. And everybody else cut their hours so much, the people that were actually hoping to get more money because they raised the minimum wage to $15 an hour got less money than they had before. So my solution is what's called a reverse tax. When you get below a certain income, reverse tax means we pay a certain amount for money, but you have to work. In other words, there's no such thing as getting money for nothing. You know, like that song, you know, Money for Nothing, that the group that actually used to open up
Irish
the MTA. Yeah. They used to open up the MTV thing, you know, Money for Nothing, you know, for their song. I believe in what's called workfare. In other words, I don't care if you're a quadriplegic with one eye. We'll do a mind link so you can work 1 or 2 hours a day, and you got to work. And we're going to top up your wage. We want you to have a sense of being part of the community. If all you can do, because you're, you know, marginal IQ, is to look after kids or kind of walk dogs, we're going to get you that. Or, you know, clean the bushes so the bees aren't biting people all over the place, or do something valuable, or we'll retrain you. And we need to start retraining and thinking beyond the idea of giant universities. For example, my idea of retraining health professionals or medics, for example, is to have everything online. Have centers of excellence where they go to learn the skill sets for surgical procedures. And once they've mastered the database, they're a surgeon. Boom. And you can make sure they're certified with the same level of knowledge of a practicing surgeon. Well, the same thing with virtually everything, engineering, whatever. The 90% of the new jobs in the future are going to be populated by people who will change careers even in their middle or even elderly life. And you're going to see people in their 60s going back to school online and learning new skill sets to do new jobs that aren't even invented yet. And we got to realize robotics and artificial intelligence, et cetera, is going to change the landscape of what an economy is. My feeling is we need what's called a reverse tax. We need to make sure that people can get adequate food, adequate basic housing. We need to have also controls. Here in Southern California, the cost of housing, the cost of apartments is so ridiculous it's driving the young people low because they can't afford to live here. In San Diego County, the cost of living here is so high that the average young people can't possibly make an income to actually be able to buy decent food, fill their car with gas, and actually pay for having even a basic apartment. So, to me, that's not reasonable. And, of course, when you have states that just have a top-down communist agenda, like we call the state of Commufornia, I call it, instead of California, I've changed their name like I do to everything. I call it Commufornia. Yeah. Do you like that? That's pretty funny, eh?
Yeah, no, Commufornia.
Commufornia.
Yeah,
Commufornia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So,
well, I'm not going to say that. I know you're out there, but...
I live here, but it doesn't mean I'm a positive agent for change here. But my policies, for example, for healthcare go beyond Bernie Sanders and beyond the socialist governments. For example, when you still have fee-for-service in Canada, you're trying to make sure the doctors do what the agencies like the state licensing authorities and the government say. It's none of the damn business. The business should be between you and your doctor. It's nobody else's business what you and your doctor do, whether it's nutraceuticals. I remember a drug rep coming into my office in 2003, slapping down a 50-page report on my desk and saying, "Dr. Deagle, you're not prescribing our drug or our competitors." I said, "You're a comedian." I said, "I don't see your Swami hat. How the hell do you know this?" And she said, "We used your DEA number." I said, "Who used my DEA number?" He said, "A company in Ohio." "How the hell did they get my data?" "Oh, they just logged into the database because they had permission from the government." So use my DEA number, track my prescriptions, and realized. And so the director of this company that was wanting me to sell, and actually be acted as a proxy salesman for Zocor, wanted me to sell their Zocor drug to my patients, even though I knew biochemically. Then, you know, I knew this years ago, what, 6 years ago or so, I had Dr. Graveline from NASA, and he got transient glomerular amnesia from taking the same damn drug, which caused him to demyelinate his brain, and he couldn't recognize his wife after 3 months. And he was a NASA MD doctor working in the NASA International Space Agency. Okay, so let me tell you, docs out there, I got a titanium alloy colonnase. I'm not Mr. Pushover. I'm also half a lawyer as well. So let me tell you, you want to face me in court, it'll be ugly, ugly, ugly. So what I see happening is people don't want to talk solutions. That's why I get virtually nobody having the... I even have Sarah Bareilles' song on there begging people to ask me questions. You know what? Do you know how often I get people to ask me questions that are tough enough? Not. They don't. If I bring on co-hosts like Jim Gersey or yourself, I beg you to ask a tough question, and I'll give you an answer. I don't think there's anything wrong with the reverse tax if you make people work. You can't let them sit in their butt. And you certainly can't import people like they do in Sweden, where 165,000 Muslims are there and only 500 have jobs. How crazy is that, to pay people to sit on their tush and make no-go zones so they've taken over a shopping center in Stockholm? How nuts is that?
Well, that's textbook. I mean, that's just pure insanity. There's no reason for that other than, well, there's a few different reasons. I mean, the immediate political reasons, obviously, because there you go. That's what we were talking about before. I mean, that's free votes. I mean, they're basically buying votes. You know, you let 200,000
it's not just votes.
Of course, they're going to vote for you, but it's not even votes.
In Europe, they've actually literally removed, excoriated the idea of representative government. 85% of the laws, and I had an Irish politician on my show 4 years ago, 85% of the laws are actually made by bureaucrats in Brussels. They're not even made in Strasbourg at the parliament there between, you know, France and Germany. So people need to understand, they don't give a damn about representative government. They just want to pollute the place with people of another culture that are going to wall off and create no-go zones like in Paris. They got like 7.5 million Muslims there. There's places where the police won't go because they don't have high enough powered weapons. And if the Sharia law, Muslims don't allow them to come into their community, they're dead. Okay, they don't just have a bad day, they die. So we have to understand, they've done this to destroy the culture of the population, to homogenize it, and to make it basically just like the chant of some of these DACA kids, which I find really disgusting. They shouldn't do this, because we want to make them integrated Americans, is they chanted, "No nation, no borders, F-U-C, you know what I mean, America." Like, excuse me, if you're being invited into America, you shouldn't act like that. You should act like, "Oh, I'm so thankful I can go to school and get a real job." Remember now, they're competing with lower class other Americans who are black, white, and Hispanic. Some of them have been ancestors here for 100, 200 years. So the idea that Trump is being reasonable, he says he loves the DACA kids, that's great. I know he's handed it over to Ryan, the bonky-eyed idiot who was criticizing Trump. The fact is, Trump couldn't continue this unconstitutional law, which was put together by the Abominator. You remember, like, the movie Terminator? I consider Obama like the, you know, if you actually could strip off his skin on his forehead, you'd probably see titanium alloyed skull, because he's actually like the Terminator. He's here to terminate America. And he's still got a damned opinion, which he shouldn't have as an ex-president, to try to criticize the current one, when Trump has no intentions at all of kicking these kids out. He wants them to go through the process where Congress actually passes comprehensive immigration law, part of it including DACA, funding the border wall because 85% of the drugs are still coming in. They're cutting this with this fence that was made in Vietnam, which they directed as a so-called wall that both parties voted for in 2005-06. To me, it's disgusting that Trump that is getting attacked by people like Cher and by the Abominator and other morons that have a right to say that he's such a hateful guy and he's cruel. He's not cruel. He's constitutional. Damn it. I am sick and tired of hearing idiots who spout off stuff that's purely unconstitutional hoo-ha when we have Americans have bigger hearts than anybody. And these kids are not going to get kicked out. They should stop crying. Wipe your tears away. Uncle Trump, he's not going to kick you out. In fact, before he'd kick you out, he'd probably invite you into his hotels. Okay? Just like Trump gave $1 million of his own personal money to the victims of Hurricane Harvey. So let's get a reality check here. He's letting these idiot congressmen who've got an 8% approval rating, and I don't know where the hell the 8% come from, because you're going to tell what Americans approve of Congress have got to be brain dead.
Yeah. I've had the same question. You know, where does that, whatever the 8-9%, I want to know who these 8 or 9% of people are. I mean, that approve of these cockroaches. I mean, they're... Yeah.
Well, I know who they are. I know what they are. They're on the take. These are people who are basically on the take from lobbyists from various industry, and they really don't care if they're in or out of power. In fact, it's almost better if they can whine and don't have to actually pass legislation, just like, you know, for multiple years, many of these people, like Lisa Murkowski and others, like Collins, would pass laws to actually block the Obamacare bill. But now when they actually have power, they're not going to do it, even this idiot John McInsane. And as they say, when they did his brain surgery to remove some of his tumor, they removed good brain, not the bad brain.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Well, McCain's another one. You know, Songbird, McCain. I mean, everybody keeps calling this guy a war hero.
He takes money from Soros. He's not a war hero. Yeah. He's a guy who was captured. As other people know, that he was singing like a songbird inside the prison system, giving technical details, military details, to put his other buddies outside of the prison camp in danger. Yeah, he was captured, and yeah, he suffered, and we need to give him credit for that, but to be honest with you, this guy is what we call Songbird McCain, as you say. His other fellows do not like him for that reason.
Yeah, look, I mean, as far as that goes, like, I'm not going to, you know, I think anybody can speak to put in that position, but if I, you know, if I behave disgracefully as he did, I sure as hell wouldn't be a politician, you know, beating my chase like I was something great every day.
Yeah, yeah, you'd slink off and find some other career and shut up.
A lot bigger heroes than that guy. And, you know, those of that aside, I mean, the guy's a complete sellout. And you know when you get the support of the press and they call him a maverick or whatever, you know, all that means is he's just a backstabbing douchebag, you know, at the end of
Well,
the
no,
day.
He, and when he came back, he was almost giving the hint, like, hey, I'm going to vote for this repeal bill. What would have been smart is that they just repeal it, one fell swoop, both Republicans and Democrats, and then work on 3 years on passing a number of mini-health bills, which they're going to have to anyway, to be honest with you. And I use this analogy. If you hire them some kind of statue artist, and he's going to build this giant statue that's 7 tons inside an alcove inside a building, you know, like One World Liberty Tower. And he has to bring in steel and weld it, and he's working all hours, 18 hours a day, and he got a little welder helmet on, and he flips it down, and he's cutting stuff, and he's making it look really good. Well, after, say, about 10 years, he said, you know, we want to take that statue out of there. You got to cut the sucker up. You're not going to get it out through the side door. There is no door big enough for this damn statue. Well, the same thing with Obamacare. It was attached to tax bills. It was attached to budget things and so on. So to fix Obamacare, which never really fixed the problem, see, my health care system would fix it, but the first thing you got to do, number one, is control premiums so that it doesn't make people get a 20 to 40% increase in premiums next year, which is 2018. The second thing you got to do is make sure the people that do have multiple health conditions, which is getting worse, is going to, you know, bankrupt them, or they're going to be denied even conventional care, which I don't like conventional care all the time, but sometimes I tell people conventional care will save your butt. And you need
a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. Bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Help support Revolution Radio. Contact RevolutionRadio.org and promote them with donations, and listen to the NutriMedical Report show on Revolution Radio starting this May. And welcome back. So, Rob, if you crystallize everything, there are really only really two groups. There's the nationalists that want to have a strong America, America first, and also be compassionate to people that are here. Trump is not racist. He's not against the DACA kids. He's for immigration that will actually, for example, tilt more toward the higher income thing. So if you're making $45 an hour as a high-tech person that wants to go to Silicon Valley from Hyderabad, India, you're more likely to get actually a work visa to come here than someone coming to pick fruit, which we could have something like the Bracero program, which Barry Farber talked about a month and a half ago on this program. Honestly, we need to start kind of cutting down the total number of immigrants, and we need to make sure those immigrants, no matter what their group is, that number one, they're for our specific industry, so industry should put in a request for the next year and actually have tabs to say, hey, we want 400 of these type of high-tech people, this is the wage range we have, and actually tilt toward those higher-tech people rather than the lower-tech, because the lower classes have been crushed by illegal immigration, and that needs to stop. And I think the last swallow will be this 800,000, which we can do, of DACA kids. And we also have to stop the chain of what's called Anchor Baby. They fly in here from Ticino, California, for example, from Saudi Arabia, and have an entire 747 jet or a large wide-body jet requisitioned with pregnant women from the Middle East that are relatively wealthy but want to have an American child. So the child is popped out here in America, and all of a sudden they're an American citizen. That's ridiculous. They should be a parent or a grandparent or some, you know, relative within a couple generations that's an American, either if they're an expat, to actually become an American. I don't think it's reasonable. We can do a simple amendment to that 14th Amendment to the Constitution they did with the Civil War. So in order for you to become an American, you had to have American blood by a relative, either first or second generation past, your grandparent or your parent. And if you don't, you can't get American citizenship, and you can get a work visa here, but it would be limited, and it would be limited by industry. That, to me, makes a lot more sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, the problem is you're talking logic and sense to a bunch of political whores who obviously want these people here for the votes. I mean, they couldn't care less about their education or these people bettering themselves, just like the mostly black of the so-called great society.
And also, if you want to have people here that are on a work visa and you decide, hey, I want to bring people in, I want these people to be treated humanely. I have talked to ministries here in San Diego, go down to the desert and put bottled water and food out there in the desert in special packs so that people don't starve to death or die of heat shock. We need to have air-conditioned buses bringing them across to pick our fruit, and when they're finished, just like the Bracero program, half the money goes into a bank, half gives to them. When they go back across in the bus to their country of origin, with an air-conditioned bus, they don't die in the damn desert. We give them food and water, bottled water, on their way back to their hometown in Mexico, Central and South America, like El Salvador. And we treat them like human beings because they're our brothers and sisters. They just happen to be from another country. But we don't give them American citizenship, and we don't go and say, hey, we're going to give you not only money. I heard a crazy thing in San Francisco that because the ICE wanted to get a hold of a person, and the person was actually a victim of a crime where their vehicle was stolen, the city of San Francisco is paying this illegal immigrant several hundred thousand dollars because ICE tried to get that person prosecuted for being illegally not only in the country but also committing another crime. And they're protected because of the so-called sanctuary city of San Francisco, which is pretty dang nuts. If you committed a crime, even if you're a DACA kid, you're leaving. If you're one of those 800,000 and you decide to commit a felony, bye-bye DACA. Now, if you haven't, we more than welcome you. We're going to make you an American. You'll have a pathway to citizenship. It might take a decade, but you got to run a bunch of benchmarks. Finish your school. Keep your head down. Don't get involved with crime. Don't steal stuff. Don't get involved with the legal system in some bad way. Don't become a drug addict. Don't sell drugs. Don't do bad stuff. And to be honest with you, on average, the kids like this, the DACA kids and so on, probably have a lower crime rate than the average population, which is good. Maybe they're going to modulate. Maybe they'll actually strengthen American families, because we need to also change things so we don't have black families where we'll only pay our social services if there's not a black man in the home. To be honest with you, we shouldn't be so stickly of whether or not they're married or not. We just want to make sure there's a daddy that stays in the home so those little sons don't become little drug addicts and members of gangs. How's that? So all of our policies are wrongheaded, aren't they?
Well, yeah. You know, look, some of it I would describe as stupidity, but some of the people, I can't believe people are this stupid on purpose.
Yeah, but it's not just stupid. I call it Stevel. It's a combination of stupid and evil. You got to call it what it is. Evil is evil, you know. Its ultimate end is destruction, death, and chaos. And they're good at it.
Yeah.
Nutri-Medical's Nutru Silver is a must for every family's medicine cabinet. 100% safe for children and adults, it protects and promotes health by completely removing stealth and major pathogens. Silver must be in its ionic state to activate and kill singlet oxygen, killing capacity for viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. It has a maximum punch because it is delivered in a liposomal enzymatic envelope and is hydrogenated. It's so safe that you can put drops in your eyes, inhale in your sinuses or lungs. NutriSilver orally will clear pathogens from your GI tract, viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. It's thousands of times stronger than any nanoparticle or colloidal silver anywhere else. And every silver atom is activated to kill pathogens and stimulate stem cells. Our customers tell us that if they wake up with a sore throat, take a few sprays of NutriSilver in a few minutes, they are already feeling better. NutriSilver is truly amazing. Try it and you'll see the results for yourself. Dosages are small because of NutriMedical's advanced technology, topical or internal applications. Order at NutriSilver today with free shipping at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Are you tired of running to your doctor for medical tests like iron levels and bone density? How would you like to have the access to your own diagnostics? This simple interpretive test can give you results in just a few minutes right in your own computer. Find out if you have high cholesterol,
viscous blood, abnormal blood sugar, developing eye problems, dropping hormone levels, and normal organ function. Dr. Bill's QRMA uses the magnetic fields of your body and harmonic frequencies to predict functional abnormalities and deficiencies. The QRMA, or quantitative resonant magnetic test, is quick, non-invasive, and simple to use. Colorful display reads off mild, moderate, or severe deviations on normal standards. Why is Dr. Bill's QRMA so predictively accurate? It compares it to a massive database, and you can send the results for Dr. Bill to do an interpretation, as all analyses for you and your family are totally included in the cost of the machine. You can purchase the QRMA now at an amazing sale price with payments spread over 6 months. The QRMA is quick and safe. Go to NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. NutriMedical's Vitamineral Mix. Finally, a high-quality bioactivated multivitamin and mineral drink that tastes fruity, delicious for the whole family. NutriMedical's Vitamineral Mix will deliver activated nutrients to your cells, jumping genetic toxic blockades to fully activation. Powered not by in any other multivitamin mineral supplement, every metabolically converted vitamin and bioalbion chelated mineral jumps across the cell membranes to full activation. Energy, detoxification, regeneration, and hormones and peak performance will be yours and your children's. Stimulate your maximum potential and live to the full for your whole family with Vitamineral Mix. That's VitaMineralMix at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. Vitamineral Mix for maximum activation of the best vitamin for your family. Dr. Bob Teal around just after the show, probably about 1:10. I have to get everything set up on YouTube, so it won't be right at 1 o'clock. It'll be a few minutes after. And that PowerPoint will be talking about the continuing Church of God history. It should be really interesting. Talks about two groups, etc. That'll be an interesting podcast. Talking about the actual lineage of the gospel that was given by Yeshua HaMashiach, the gospel of the kingdom. And I touched on that in great detail with Derek P. Gilbert, one of my friends who actually is an engineer, believe it or not, comes under the name of Paul, or Dr. Truth, I guess. Believe it or not, he's an engineer inside the Pentagon. I've known him for years. He actually periodically, he does a lot of emailing and so on. He listened to my program, and he says, Deagle Unleashed, and he actually sent me a copy of the video he sent to everybody else, which is actually your audio, of the show I did with Derek P. Gilbert talking about the mark of the beast. Is actually the same mark for the digital gate to the cybernetic, I call Hellodome, so the holodome like in a Star Trek Enterprise. And you have to understand that they want to have not only digital commerce where they control everything you do and buy, just like, you know, everything turns into Amazon in a sense, when the intel agencies have a backdoor to everything you do and say. But they also want to eventually hack into human consciousness. If you think this is not what's going on, so you have two choices. You can have literally the true, we call epiphany of us becoming a single organism, literally the bride of the Most High God, which is a fusion of our soul and the spirit of the Most High God, so we become elevated to become eternal beings, which is what the gospel talks about. You're not guaranteed eternity until God's spirit fuses with your soul. Number two, you have the possibility of choosing the Hellodome, and if you choose it, you're lost.
because those people decide to enter cyberspace and go to the, we call the cyberspace, let's say, game plays like the movie Jumanji, or the cyberspace brothel, or the cyberspace war game where you can do, you know, World War III and still, quote, survive because you can just play and reset. This is where our future is going, and it's not going to be far. We're less than a decade away. They say within 5 to 7 years, the next major leap will not be a cell phone 10 from Apple. It'll be hacking into human consciousness. This Christmas, the possibility of having a Halo helmet that you can actually control if you have a high enough processor, like an MD Athlon 18 or 32-bit chip. I built mine last spring, the 18-bit chip, which is the fastest one, and believe it or not, but in 6 months, they announced last week to me that they have the 32-bit chip that's 60% faster. You have to have that speed in order for you to have a direct mind link, unidirectional link between your mind and your computer now. But they want bidirectionality, and believe me, they will accomplish it. And I want people to understand the science that I'm presenting in December in Las Vegas to not only diagnose disease and change your quantum biocircuits regulating disease, aging, and not only the growth of plants, animals, etc., and the regulation of your genetics, and why electropollution is so damn dangerous. It also is the same technology that allows you to hack into human consciousness. So people need to start understanding we're not decades or centuries away from hell. The cybernetic hell is actually within years of us. And people need to know the globalists want to get rid of nation states, they want to get rid of borders, and they want to get rid of the actual border with your consciousness so that your brain is borderless as well as the nation itself. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, again, everything's pointing, I guess, to the singularity or whatever the hell these people are after. But, you know, like, this is the spirit of Antichrist, you know, at its best. These people are sold, they're dark, there's no negotiating with them, whatever dystopian nightmare that they have planned. You know, it's really embodied in the Georgia Guidestones, what I call the anti-Ten Commandments. I mean, that's their philosophy. And people need to realize this, that you know, when it says maintain humanity under 500 million people, people need to realize that's a 92% reduction in population. And then you start looking what's going on around the world with this insatiable appetite for chaos and destruction by the so-called leaders in Europe, the so-called leaders in America, pushing for war with everyone, including Russia, for no good reason. You know, this all brings to mind Albert Pike's letter, which I'm sure you're familiar with. It's posted on my site, boxofsunglasses.com, and he talks about, you know, three world wars, and, you know, World War One was pretty much check. World War Two, it turns out, between, you know, setting up Adolf Hitler, as I document the Un-American Genocidal Complex, and, you know, FDR and the high levels of the government allowing Pearl Harbor to happen, so they needed a surprise attack to get us involved in the war. So World War Two is a check, and unfortunately, you know, so right now he's batting 1,000 with that letter, and he's predicting, and he predicted a third world war between Islam in the West, and it seems like that's being set up as we speak. I mean, Russia, you know, Russia in the West, Islam versus the West, Russia versus Islam, it's chaos. And again, it's embodied on the front page of that Economist magazine that we've talked about in the past from 1988 with the phoenix rising from the ashes. You know, the phoenix, you know, emblematic of Egyptian sun god Osiris, or the Greek sun god Apollo or Apollyon from Revelation 9, and I don't want to go off on the tangent of, you know, the mythologies and the distinctions between the horned beast and Satan himself, as exemplified in Revelation 13, but be that as it may, this is what we're dealing with here, you know, big picture.
Let me summarize here to make it very plainly in your face when they talk about on that show that I did on Tuesday with Derek P. Gilbert. Now, there's lots of things about Trump that are aggravating. That's why I call him Trump Pinocchio. You know, pleading before he necessarily has a little filter on it, maybe by his wife or his media personnel, General Kelly. But Trump has got a good heart, and he's trying to do the right things, even though he's a bit of Asperger syndrome, and he's got a high IQ, and he wants to accomplish things, and he's a bit manic. If you look at the actual, do a psychological profile of all the Fortune 500 companies, 99% of the CIOs are sub-manic, like me. We accomplish things because we get more energy. If I don't take enough nutraceuticals to put down a white rhino on full charge, I don't sleep at night. I get a couple hours. Anybody who's really accomplishing is always moving forward. They're not necessarily manic where they're crazy. They're just super energized. Now, your biochemistry is different, but people have to understand this. Trump has some defects. But the man, if they replace this man, Trump, who obviously has really aggravated the New World Order, you have to understand, just look at it, but come back and say, look, okay, I don't like his hair. I don't like his bombastic approach. I don't like his media approach, always trying to showboat himself. I don't like his tweets sometimes are a little distract from the issues he's actually accomplishing goals. But you got to understand he's ticking off the New World Order and the Satanists that run this country because he's hitting their sore spots. It's like when you do surgery, you take the towel clips and you pinch the body, and if they haven't got a deep enough anesthetic, they're going to punch you in the face. So you got to understand they're trying to punch Trump in the face by this Hurricane Harvey and now Irma. They're trying to punch him in the face by having all these Antifa rallies and literally punching people in the face or hitting them with sticks. They're punching him in the face when even his rhino Republicans won't pass bills like repeal Obamacare, when they repealed it 73 times over the 10 years almost. It's just, or 8 years. To me, it's just disgusting that he can't get his agenda done, even when it's just logical, straightforward stuff. So if they change Trump and put in there for a couple months, say, Jimmy Kimmel or Conan, these late-night comedians, people would laugh their head off, and they wouldn't say anything, even if he did precisely the same thing as Trump. So the reason why they don't like Trump is ticking off the New World Order because he's blocking them. That's it. Now, they want the mark of the beast. Now, I'm going to explain this to you really simply. The mark is not just a chip in you. It's not just your biochemistry. It's not just electronic current commerce. That's not going to send you to hell. What's going to send you to hell is if you actually let your consciousness be hacked. So you enter cyberspace through the same mark, the OX mark that you see on Xbox, where you actually enter an alternative to heaven, which is where your soul gets fused with God, and even here on Earth, you do the will of the Most High God to protect your fellow man and the planet itself. And as we become a galactic civilization, what God said is, I'm going to marry the so-called the marriage of the marriage supper of the Lamb. That means we collectively are the bride of God. Okay? That's pretty significant. And Jesus himself said, do you not know that you will judge angels? The only one that can judge angels is God. So when his spirit fuses with us, and I said this, and because Derek Gilbert pulled back a bit, so, oh, I don't know about that. When we can judge angels, it means we are the wife, literally, collectively. That means the billions of us are collectively the wife of God, giving him children. We're co-equal with God. People need to know that. Not because we're a separate being, but because the spirit that is God has fused with our soul. And it says in the Bible, the only thing that's eternal is God. So that means we're now co-equal with the creator of the universe because we're the wife of God. Now that may all assault people and say, that's the real gospel. And that's why the Queen of Heaven and all pagan civilizations, that's why the cyberspace alternative reality, that's why all the paganism and Satanism is all tied to goddess worship in heaven, and why all the stuff, like for example the symbol that you see over the Israeli flag, is a flag that actually deals with Ashtoreth, which is the female goddess of sacrifice in the spring to sacrifice babies conceived 9 months earlier. And if they didn't have a baby, they would make a proxy that looks like the little gingerbread babies you see in Germany, you know, when they make these gingerbread kids. They're actually a throwback to the Canaanite ceremonies of laying on the arms, literally live babies screaming as they die, that were born in lascivious sex, or a proxy, basically spiced up cake shaped like a baby so that they would give these sacrifices to Moloch and Baal. If you don't believe me, this is history. Sorry, it's not open to opinion. Now, what they're planning on is the final culmination is probably within the next decade, and I'm not going to tell you the time. And God last year told me, don't ask Deagle because I'm going to tell you. And I don't want to know, to be honest with you, right now. It's already enough to have to tell you this stuff because I get persecuted by family, friends, colleagues, everybody. I don't give a damn. I'm going home soon. I don't care, okay? All right? The fact is I'm going to tell you the truth, and you're not going to hear from anybody else. If they replace Trump, the next monster that'll run the American government will be the Beast. It'll make this nation the most horrifying place to be on the earth in human history. God help us, the next leader after Trump. If they replace Trump, Pence, and whether it's a rhino Republican or a Democrat, I call the Republic crap or the demon rats, and they replace a globalist leader like, you know, John McCain or somebody that doesn't have a brain tumor, God help us, whether it's Kamala Harris or some other idiot that they get to try to promote like Obama. Obama is a devil. I mean, you could even take his reverse speech and he would say, you know, yes, we can, yes, we can. It says, and you actually reverse speech and says, thank you, Satan. And it's as clear as a bell. It's like, oh, my God. You have to understand, it's not just reverse speech, that's his soul speaking, but there's also what's called spirit words. So it's not just intellectual words or emotional. There are spirit words being spoken into the collective body of believers in the astral plane, and we're in real trouble. People don't understand. If your kid 10 years from now or 9 years from now or 7 years from now says, hey, Johnny just got, you know, his special halo helmet or had to do a brain implant to make sure they can interface with his cortex, I want some too, Mommy. It's only $2,000, and the government gives a subsidy of $1,000. So it only costs $1,000 to have it for this Christmas. Don't do it, because you're going to enter cyberspace hell.
No. Yeah, I mean, look, you know, again, with the Mark of the Beast.
The Mark of the Beast is worship a cyberspace copy made by an omniscient satanic entity called Lucifer, Satan, who tries to emulate God but can never be because he's not an eternal being, he's a temporal being. He's the greatest intellect in history. He's the greatest artist in history. He's the greatest musician in history. He's all the mystery schools, and I said this on Tuesday, all the mystery schools, all the universities, all the artistic things that have been done in history are all Luciferic. Every government on earth is a dialectic of oppositions. Every government, including our foundation fathers, which are the Green Dragon Pub, were all Luciferic masons, and they did it to bring order out of chaos. And you have to understand, Satan makes chaos first, and then he brings order into the chaos, so he's still the guy that runs the show, just like Nimrod in the Old Testament. You come in and terrorize a town, then bring his own soldiers and say, if you make me emperor, I will make your town safe. That's what Satan does. I'll make you safe, but you're going to have to take the mark of the beast and enter my cyberspace.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I was saying, I think, you know, the mark will go all the way back to Genesis. I mean, that's really the genesis of the whole thing, no pun intended. You know, so whatever's happening now is just, I guess, the climax of what's going on since the beginning of history.
Right, it's a take off the original and the only sin. The only sin is, I got this God. Now, I want people to get that. I got this God means I don't need to pray to you, God, to find out what's good or evil. In fact, Jesus said, get away from me, you doer of evil, I know you're not. And this is after they say, well, did I not cast out demons in your name? Did I not heal in your name? Did I not do good works in your name? And Yeshua, Jesus said, get away from me, you doer of evil. In other words, if it's not in God's will, it is the definition of evil. So much of the things that America has done, even the things that are done that look good because we have an end that's self-serving, it's not good. It's called evil. Including our CIA doing orange revolutions with George Soros for decades. In fact, it was only stopped a few months ago by Donald Trump. It was done by the administration of George Bush and Obama and Bill Clinton, going right back, George Bush Sr., etc. We've been doing work with George Soros for decades, and these Orange Revolution maniacs and private-funded foundations that are screwing over governments and bringing weapon systems in and turning over politicians. We wonder about, you know, Russian hacking into our elections. We've been hacking into everybody's elections and taking down leaders for years. I had an Iranian contact I had last year when I was in Portland, Oregon, and he owned a limo company. And he was an Iranian. He said, look, and he gave me the link, so I saw it myself, that the CIA actually brought in not only the Shah of Iran to run the place when they got rid of Mossadegh in Iran, because he didn't like what he wanted. He wanted to have plastic factories from the oil there and everything else, and the British oil company didn't want it. And then when it came to the end of the term for Mr. Shah, because, by the way, I knew his nephew personally at our university back in the 1970s, they told him that if you cooperate, Shah, we're going to give you a packet of money and we'll move you to America and protect you. But if you don't, we're going to kill your butt. So they kicked him out and they brought in, believe it or not, the Ayatollah Khomeini, because it was their plan, the CIA's plan, to actually religify and make extreme Iran. Iran was made extreme by us and by the CIA. Dang it.
Well, that's very interesting, because that fits into what I was talking about before, you know, with Albert Pike, you know, with setting up the Third World War between, you know, between Islam and the West, the two main characters, you know, with, of course, Russia thrown in there. So, you know, again, the CIA is tied into the un-American genocidal complex and the Freemasons and the Skull and Bones and that whole crowd, so...
I had above top secret clearance with U.S. Space Command, Strategic Defense, U.S. Missile Defense Command, etc., and weather warfare weaponry, which I know exquisitely, and I talk about more classified information than WikiLeaks or anybody else on the planet ever. So don't challenge me. If you do, I'm going to give you tech details, and I don't mind doing it on air. In fact, I'm going to do some video this weekend with Jason Burgess, his actual name, from CENTCOM. And he told me back in February how by the end of March, Kim Jong-un could not only hit us with an EMP weapon, but also hit New York City with a nuclear weapon all the way from Pyongyang. So with a Taipodong 2 missile. So you need to get a reality check, people. You're going to hear crap from other people in other networks and other shows. You're going to hear the truth straight up, whether you like it or not. And you can puke afterward, or you can curse my name, but I don't give a damn. I'm going to tell you the truth, because I'm your big brother, and I'm going to tell you the truth to save your hide physically and spiritually from what's coming. And what's coming is the most evil, vile things that human beings will ever be exposed to in history. That's how bad it is.
Well, look, I just thought that doesn't bode well for the United States, and this is pretty much the exact scenario that's unfolding in Revelation 17 and 18, and I break it. Broken down line by line properly, I believe, without all this nonsense.
That's why your book is so important. That's why the un-American genocidal complex, and pleased to meet you, the updated screw tape letters like C.S. Lewis are so important. You're over at clayandiron.com, and of course, boxofsunglasses.com, clayandiron.com. You can purchase them. That's important. By the way, we should get some books over here so we can ship them. So let's get that set up so we have some books here to ship directly from NutriMedical. Without the right
accessories. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com.
I want to pray. I send a prayer right now for the people not only that have survived, but have to grieve the losses they've had, not only their homes, but relatives and their pets in Hurricane Harvey, and the danger they're through now, not only from Zika virus, but also toxic pollution and mold inside their homes. I also want to pray to the Most High God to pray and bless the people to protect them so they won't die, lose their pets, lose their homes in Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, all the way to East Tennessee, all the way through to Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals and the real swamp. I want to pray that Lord God tells Donald Trump to ask questions of who is actually control of Space Command and who could turn these storms away, not only these storms, but obviously there's another one gathering right behind this son of a bitch that's actually heading toward America as well. We don't know what it'll do. But the globalists are in a what's called freak-out panic, satanic state right now, where they want to accomplish this, and they actually had a plan that if Hillary Clinton, who... You remember the book Rules for Radicals, right? who was dedicated to Satan. Yeah. Actually, he predicted that Hillary Clinton would reintroduce Satanism to America. Do you not understand she's still trying to be a player? If she's not going to be the queen or kingmaker, she wants to be a player that controls who's going to be the king or kingmaker. And she wants to make America patently a satanic empire that's borderless. And she doesn't give a damn how many Americans die, either from an incoming missile or an EMP attack against the power grid. She could care less. Oh, in fact, it's an actual sacrifice.
She's got her husband, Bill. Well, she's a you know, a Margaret Sanger, you know, child sacrifice witch, you know, modern-day Queen Jezebel, I mean, a female version of Pharaoh. But you know, don't forget, you know, Bill, you know, William Jefferson or Bill Jefferson Clinton. I don't say, you know, the initials would stand for, but, you know, don't forget his antics and selling technology to North Koreans and the Chinese 20 years ago, but nobody cared. Because the stock market was through the roof and everybody was fat, dumb, and happy.
Well, in the late 90s, they set up a thing called Operation, what's called the Project Iridium. Iridium satellite phone, sat phones, actually was half a military project, half satellite phone, but it was also to set up base stations in Beijing and Moscow to transfer to long-range targeting technology to the Russians and the Communist Chinese. And by the way, at the same time, right until the last 2 years George Bush Jr., all that information was going through AQ Khan all the way to not only to Pakistan to build nukes, but also this material had a direct pipeline to North Korea. They got tons of information, not only from us, but through our proxies, including, we know the Russian system, that is, at least as in the current targeting systems, is at least 1990s version of targeting long-range weapon systems that was given to North Korea from Russia. But I would not at all doubt that China and Russia have targeted technology that's collaborating with the North Koreans. And we know that the Koreans were actually collaborating with the Iranians because they want to have a nuclear attack. In fact, yesterday I contacted in Los Angeles, the direct links to the Israeli Missile Defense Command to give them information about what I know about our missile defense systems, which, by the way, haven't instituted THAAD. They do have the laser system that they're playing with and investigating. But people don't understand the brilliant pebbles that was conceived during Ronald Reagan is not put up there. That's my laser net system that I talk about. If you don't understand what's coming is hellfire and brimstone, if you don't think this is happening, you better pay attention. You better start praying hard, because Irma's coming, economic chaos is coming, the mark of the beast is coming, and a bottomless pit cybernetically is coming. If you don't believe it, just stay tuned and you'll find out the hard way. Don't treat me more with spittle. As they say, I'm a man of spittle. Pray after you hear what I say, even if you don't like me, and say, "Dear God, is this nutball? Is he telling the truth or is he lying?" And same as our direct author here, Rob Roselli, boxofsunglasses.com, clayandiron.com. The un-American genocidal complex is real.
Nutramedical's Vitamineral Mix. Finally, a high-quality bioactivated multivitamin and mineral drink that tastes fruity, delicious, for the whole family. Nutramedical's Vitamineral Mix will deliver activated nutrients to your cells, jumping genetic toxic blockades to fully activation. Powered not by in any other multivitamin mineral supplement, every metabolically converted vitamin and bioalbion chelated mineral jumps across the cell membranes to full activation. Energy, detoxification, regeneration, and hormones at peak performance will be yours and your children's. Stimulate your maximum potential and live to the full for your whole family with Vitamineral Mix. That's Vitamineral Mix at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871.
Vitamineral Mix, advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.